This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
TJ was just in Kansas City. We got to spend time with him and Young in the studio, saw him at his show. He just murdered it. And just what a fantastic human being. Smooth peanut butter's out.
Born June 4th in Denver, Colorado, our next guest is an actor and comedian who has turned in scene-stealing performances in such films as She's Out of My League, Our Idiot Brother, The How to Train Your Dragon movies, the Deadpool movies, the HBO series Silicon Valley, as well as starring in his own comedy specials. And today he's here to talk about his all-new album, Smooth Peanut Butter, available on Apple Music, Amazon Music, and other digital platforms. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, TJ Miller.
Devilishly handsome provocateur, Mr. TJ Miller. How are you?
Thanks for having me on, you guys. Yeah, I'm doing a huge kind of radio tour today, which I haven't done in a long time. And my first question is, what's it like to hang out all weekend with Henry Winkler?
Oh, it's I told you about him, and he's the sweetest man. But you guys are so similar in the sense that you're just real human beings who have this enormous talent. But everything else about you is just good and kind, just genuinely kind, man. And that is it. I hate to start this off too mushy, but TJ, you really are one of the nicest people I've ever known.
Well, I really appreciate that. I'm no Henry Winkler, but yeah, I mean, and that's the way you are too, you know, and everybody that you surround yourself with, you are, now I'm getting all mushy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that must have been a lot of fun. And is he as funny in real life as he is in the projects that he does?
His timing is impeccable. Everything he does, and he knows it. He'll be hammering along. He's 78 years old, and he'll drop a horrific word. He'll be telling you a story and then take it on a left turn with a terrible curse word right at the end, and then the door opens and there's children on the other side. He's like, hello, everyone. He's so good. Yeah, no, he's 100%. Here's the weird thing. Like, I sat there with Don Most and Anson Williams, Potsy, Ralph Malf, and the Fonz at dinner. And I mean, I had to keep reminding myself, close your mouth. Don't chew with your food with your mouth open. Like, don't drink too much. Don't ask too many questions. Just try to act like you've been here before, ding dong.
I love that you're on your best behavior for Winkler and the gang. That is so funny.
Hey,
who could have even ever imagined? Oh, well, that's so fun, man.
I love it.
And Comic-Con is so fun. It's just such a trip, the whole thing.
Well, and I know you do great at those things. I mean, they would have lost their minds had you been able to show up, but you got smooth peanut butter.
I do have smooth peanut butter, but I do want to tell this quick story, and that is that I did Comic-Con in San Diego this last year, but I went in through Zoom, and I was in my hotel room, and I'm doing this project about SBF and the FTX implosion, the Sam Bankman-Fried thing, with the project I'm doing with Ted Jessup, who's a producer from Family Guy and a writer from Family Guy. And I was the only, it was me and Kevin James were the only people at Comic-Con kind of who were celebrities, because it was during the strike, and so no one was down there promoting movies or television shows or anything
like that.
Although my project was not a movie or a television show. It's just it's almost like a video game series. But it was so interesting to do a Zoom, and I couldn't hear any of the laughter or anything. So I had no idea. So I had my agent over text, and every time people laughed, he would text me they're laughing. Huge laugh on that one. So they didn't get that one. They didn't get that one. They didn't hear that one. So it was hilarious.
Oh my God.
It was almost like it was like doing comedy in the olden days that I felt like I was getting a telegraph every time something went well. It was so funny.
You know who you would have lost your goddamn mind over? I met Sid Croft of Sid and Marty Croft, Sigmund of the Sea Monsters, H.R. Puffin stuff.
Oh,
Land
wow.
of the Lost. Dude, he is on fire spicy.
So cool.
94 years old.
Oh, my
old.
Gosh.
I will connect you guys because you're going to love him like a grandfather. Like, he's talking about doing drugs, and he did vaudeville, and he toured with the goddamn Judy Garland as a puppeteer and for the Queen of England.
Wow,
and he's
really?
Salty as F. And
I love that.
You would love him, dude. You would absolutely love him. But I mean, to the point where I had to tell him about Gore Burger.
Oh, I love that. You know, we just found out is that Gore Burger, Viacom, I think, is not going to let us take the property back.
Ugh.
So we're going to do a video podcast with Gore Burger's nephew, yet to be named, because Gore Burger is trapped in another dimension by the evil empire Viacom.
we're going to take
it from there. But we're doing a whole new show with Gore Burger's nephew, and it's going to be crazy. We've got P. Riot. I don't know if I can say their name on here, but Little Big, a bunch of really great musical guests already lined up.
Dude, listen, I'm very excited. I'm
going
to hook you up with Sid Croft. He is
That would be great to have him on there. Yeah,
he loves doing projects. I'm telling you, you're gonna adopt this guy. You're gonna be in love with him. He is just
everything.
Oh, listen,
awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I gotta ask, why smooth peanut butter? We sat and we talked, and I never asked you why the special's called Smooth Peanut Butter.
So this is my first audio album with an independent label. I have two audio albums with Comedy Central Records.
Right.
One is the fake hip-hop, folk, and pop music album called the Extended Play EP, and it's 41 songs on an EP. And then the other one was sort of a, it was an accompaniment to a TV show that I did for Comedy Central called Mashup. But this is my first time sort of doing a, an actual comedy album, like the ones that I listened to growing up with Steve Martin and, Albert Brooks, everybody. And so it's really, really cool. And it's called Smooth Peanut Butter because of a line from the album where I say that I think that people who only like smooth peanut butter are not prepared for the challenges that they're going to face in their life. Because I think it's really weird if people won't eat crunchy peanut butter. I just think that are any of you guys just smooth peanat butter people? Do you
majority.
Only like
majority.
I do enjoy it, but no, crunchy peanut butter doesn't bother me.
Crunchy peanut butter is where it's at. And so, in addition to the fact that I sell peanut butter that is all crunchy.
That's right.
So it's kind of ironic and it's kind of fun. But you'll see the interesting thing about it is it's a lot of improvising, which you guys know I do all the time. But you don't really hear so much of that on comedy albums because they're supposed to be so
right,
so tight, so all put together. And that's just not my style, and so I wasn't going to switch that up for this audio album. But it's with a great label called 800 Pound Gorilla, and they represent sort of almost all the comedians that are working today. They just did, my producer just did an album of Robin Williams stuff, and he worked with his estate to do that. So they're like a huge album, a huge label. And so it was really cool to get to work with these guys, and it took me a long time to do the album, because first of all, I have so many other things going on. You guys know that about me.
Right.
Just one or two things.
Yeah. And I know there's so many things I want to ask also, about in that world too, because we talked about a big project with an unnamed head of a very big adult style cartoon. I don't want to go too far, but did that come to, sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask, did it come to fruition? Are you further down the road? Is it still moving forward?
Yes, further down the road for sure. It's hard. I mean, all of these projects, especially like this Christmas movie that I'm working on, it's fascinating to kind of be on the producerial side, if I even possibly said that right. But it's just different when you're kind of getting the financing and finishing the script and figuring out where it's supposed to go to. And so that's been a real learning experience. And what I also found out is kind of like Gorberger, if you are trying to do something that's never been done before, it's not a sequel, it's not based on a book or any other IP or anything like that, that's really hard to convince people to spend money on, because they do not know if they're going to lose all of that money. There's just no guarantee. And there's no guarantee with anything. Well, but if a book is popular, then, you know, they feel a little safer.
Yeah, but let me point out that the obvious. What you do is so ridiculously original. A Gorberger is so absurdly original and fantastic, and nobody else is doing it. You know, by the way, that's not a joke. He has a line of peanut butters he's selling, man. And I know it's because, A, you know it's a good peanut butter, but what it really is about is the absurdity of it. I know you well enough to know this is what makes you laugh inside. It's what gets you off. It's because you've got, toffee, chocolate cherry, coconut almond, but it's peanut butter, man.
I know. Well, just the idea that I'm selling peanut butter.
Yes.
And that's the only reason I'm calling the album Smooth Peanut Butter, is I kind of want my name to be synonymous with peanut butter worldwide. I would love that.
Oh,
well. Maniac. Just amazing. Dude, the inside of his brain, it's just at 150 miles an hour in colors you can't even imagine. And it's monkeys with flamethrowers. They got knives. It's just, you really are, it's another level consciousness. Like, it streams out of you, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm the puffin' stuff of peanut butter. How about that? I'm the HR puffin' stuff of peanut butter. And yeah, you can hear it everywhere. Spotify, it's on all the streaming platforms. Smooth Peanut Butter is the name of the album, and very proud of it because it just is different. You know, it's got so much improvisation, but there's, you know, pandemic special related stuff, a great story about I used to have a Razor scooter in college. I love this story. And I was the only one that had one. It's those foldable scooters, you know. And I thought I was so smart and so cool because I could leave for class a minute or two beforehand and I could do some tricks on it. And, you know, I'm in college. I'm a college-aged individual. And then I went to a party, and this was before Kate, and there's a really cute girl. And I walked up to her, just to introduce myself. Hey, I said, I just want to introduce myself. My name's TJ Miller. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're the Razor scooter guy. And that was the last time I ever rode a Razor scooter. That's true. So yeah. It's just got some great little stories like that. It's a really fun comedy album.
Listen, man, I can't wait to see you again, TJ. I can't wait to find out what happens with all the projects you're working on. I will absolutely reach out and connect you with Sid Croft.
Please do, with Mr. Stuff.
Kindred, I'm telling you, kindred spirits. Just maniacal.
That'd be great.
All right, listen, I love you, man. You take care of yourself, man.
All right, love you guys.
The great TJ Miller, Smooth Peanut Butter. He's the nicest guy. TJ really is a maniac.
Yes.
In the best possible way. He is the most absurdly creative, no boundaries. Like, you know, I think that we think pretty far outside of stuff. Right. It's not even the same planet.
No.
Like, he's going along at a million miles an hour with, like I said, colors you can't even imagine inside that head. Mm-hmm. And it's roaring. Like, it's roaring down the road with him. And he'd ask me, because you never know with TJ what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
And he'd ask me, right before he walked on to that sold-out show at the Improv, he goes, you mind if I bring you up? And I was like, what could go wrong, TJ? Because he really is, like, there's, you know, I mean, it's not absurd to think he'll demand you take your clothes off, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, or you're going to chug a gallon of peanut butter, or you're going to smoke weed and drop acid in front of the world.
Right.
It could have been anything. What I didn't expect was an incredibly nice moment with him, man.
And with my career, built it up, helped me have full audiences. Please welcome to the stage, Johnny Dare. So we'll do it just the same. But Johnny, this guy has been a luminary and a very important part of Kansas City culture and Kansas culture. And he does so much for Kansas, for babies, for everything else. And somebody told me this recently that another thing about him is he does stuff that's good for the community that he doesn't even talk about. He said sometimes he'll just go and buy Christmas presents for people, pick up the tab. I mean, you truly are a f***ing saint. Give him a round of applause. Sincerely, you got ahead of me in saying that. But I wanted to know if together we could just make the noise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.